Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
A Dublin priest is promising to ban the glorification of criminality during funeral masses in his church. And it's Father Bill O'Shaughnessy. He's based in Talla in Dublin. And he says the church should never be a place of such blatant anti-Christian activity after witnessing incidents including somebody wearing a balaclava while entering the church carrying a coffin, floral arrangements of alcohol, screwdrivers and cars. Michael Doyle is a senior news reporter with the Irish Sun. Michael, you've probably covered a lot of gangland funerals, I imagine, at this stage. What have you witnessed?
Well, I think every funeral is different, Andrea. I mean, so in some situations you might be at a funeral where there's a person who's loosely connected to crime, and they might come from a decent family, and they're kind of a bit more less sinister, shall I say. But there are situations where there has been a number of funerals I have attended where there has been the heavy guard activity. There's been a number of high profile criminals perhaps attending. You do see the kind of motocross bikes on display. You've seen balaclavas. There was one funeral probably over 10 years ago where there was actually shots fired over the coffin because it was a display of republicanism, and the Gardaí launched an investigation on the back of that. But certainly as a journalist, you kind of go and you try and keep as low a profile as possible because you don't want to attract any attention to yourself. I have witnessed photographers and cameramen in particular be subjected to a lot of hostilities and threats. But as I said, every funeral is different. But certainly it seems to be a case that a lot of funerals involving younger people connected to crime have seen displays of the cars and the balaclavas and all that kind of activity, which I know that the priest is quick to condemn.
I imagine it's got to be very intimidating, Michael.
It can be. It certainly can be. So I think as a member of the media, it's up to yourself to kind of look after your own, your own safety and to keep as low a profile as possible. The one thing you don't do is take out any notebooks or anything like that or leave it so that people know that you're a member of the media. But certainly if you can go and keep as low a profile as possible and just kind of try and blend in, I suppose, to what's been going on, I think your best bet is to try and deal with each one that way.
Mick Duffy is with us too, Michael. Mick is an independent councillor in the Talla area. Mick, what have you witnessed at these type of funerals?
Andrea, just as your previous speaker said there, we've seen the scrambler bikes outside the church. We've seen a revving during the service. A funeral here in Talla where floral displays linked to criminality, screwdrivers, cars then escorting the funeral procession to the graveyard or to the crematorium, and cars driving on both sides of the road with young men and hanging out the windows, and the scramblers going up and down the footpaths, putting the general public at complete in danger and complete risk. And it's I a great sympathy with Father Bill in terms of, you know, that he speaks about it from the Christian perspective. I speak about it from the community perspective in terms of antisocial behaviour. It's not something that we're used to here in this country. It's not something that we come to associate with funerals. Funerals are a time of when the community comes together to show respect for the family and to show respect for the deceased. And I think revving bikes and tearing around doing donuts and wheelies up and down the road outside the church in large numbers and in very, very large groups, it's not showing any respect whatsoever.
But is it glorifying criminality, Mick?
Well, it's glorifying antisocial behaviour. I mean, criminality, I'm quite sure there have been criminal funerals where our funerals of criminals that have gone under the radar. But this, I think it just glorifies antisocial behaviour altogether. I think it's complete and total disrespect for the local community. We all got to live. We're made up. Communities are made up of people from every walk of life, including criminality. But it doesn't say it's carte blanche that the funeral should glorify that type of behaviour. I don't think it reflects on the deceased in any make, shape or form on the deceased's life in any way. Most people, whatever they're involved in, most of your time is spent with your family. Most of your time is spent in your home.
Yeah, well, if there's a floral wreath been brought, you know, floral wreath's been brought up, made up of screwdrivers.
I think when you see gloves and screwdrivers, that does glorify criminal. That particular incident certainly did. glorify criminality.
Should the church take a stronger stance then, Mick, against this?
I think they should. I think there are red flags leading up to some funerals. You know, maybe the hearse being taken from the funeral parlour and driven maybe back up to the family home on the night before the funeral, and the behaviour and the manner in which that will happen. Whether there's large crowds gathering or whether there's again escorted by these cars that literally take over the entire road, both sides of the road, and blast the hearse all the way through. Now, that was a red flag. That before one particular funeral, that should have told the Gardaí, tomorrow is going to be difficult. The priests should have been informed. There should have been a better way of doing things and given the priest the opportunity of talking with the family and the family members, and particularly those that were doing eulogies or anything else, to say bad language, anything else is not acceptable.
Michael Doyle, like you mentioned at some of the funerals you've been at, like you will see a Garda presence at some of them. They can't man every funeral, so...
Well, of course not. But certainly, as Mick said there, there is always red flags coming up to some of these funerals. And you mentioned the floral displays. There was one particular one in North Dublin a number of years ago where there was a lot of Instagram posting of the floral displays which were going to be at one particular funeral. And straight away, the guards, obviously, they were there in heavy presence. But as you say, they can't do all of them. But they certainly have an idea with certain funerals coming up what to expect. I mean, in this particular funeral, a very well-known member of Dublin's underworld arrived in a large stretch Hummer, and that in itself kind of would be glorification of crime, like when other young lads from the local locality are looking at that and seeing what the trappings of wealth, which might perhaps go with a life of crime. But certainly, the Gardaí should be more maybe engagement with local communities, with the Catholic Church coming up to certain funerals.
Michael Kelly is the Director of Public Affairs with the Aid to the Church in Need. Michael's on the line with us as well. Do the church need to take a stronger stance on this, Michael?
I think there's a wider question here, Andrea. I mean, look, the Catholic Church for 2,000 years has buried both saints and sinners. I mean, that's the way it is. And the funeral liturgy, you see, the funeral mass as traditionally understood, was never anything that was something to, you know, endorse the person's life or celebrate the person's life. The funeral mass was very much about burying the dead. But I think we've seen a huge cultural shift in Ireland in recent years. Like when I was younger, for example, I went to funeral masses. There were never symbols to do with anyone's life carried up during the funeral mass. I mean, there were never elaborate, floral tributes or anything like that. The flowers were modest. And actually, it's quite interesting to note, and people probably won't be aware of this, but actually eulogies are banned in the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church doesn't allow eulogies, but unfortunately priests in many parts of the country feel pressurized in allowing people to have these eulogies, which again, up until a generation ago, just were not part of Catholic funerals at all. So I think
should nobody have a eulogy then?
Well, that's the traditional Catholic thing, that a eulogy should take place at the graveside or at a wake or at some kind of social gathering afterwards. That the liturgy is very much what it is. The priest gives his sermon and very much is burying the dead. And again, that has arose from the fact that the church has always known that it buries good people as well as bad people, and that the funeral liturgy is not supposed to be an endorsement of their life or, you know, a canonization, if you like, to say this person was great or that person was great. It was an encouragement to pray for their eternal salvation. So priests, I suppose, are in a difficult situation because a priest don't command the respect that they did in previous generations as well. I mean, I think it's going to be very, very brave and put a priest in a difficult situation to say to families, many of whom, let's face it, are not religious. So, you know, they don't have a huge interest in the church 364 days of the year. So it's going to be difficult for a priest to say, look, these are the conditions under which the Catholic funeral should take place. And I think that means there's a more difficult reflection for the church as well, because I think the church has to reflect then on the nature of some other funerals of, you know, what we might call, celebrity funerals or of a well-known person dies and, you know, things happen at those funerals that aren't really part of the Catholic tradition as well. I think there probably there is a need for a wider reflection. But this is going to be hugely difficult, I think, for priests. But the sensitivity I think that Father Bill is trying to reach as well is the hurt felt by victims of crime. When victims of crime look at a funeral and, you know, there's a clear example of what looks like, you know, the glorification of the kind of criminality that they themselves have been a victim of and are still very much living with the consequences of.
It's got to be very sickening. And don't get me wrong, Michael. I feel it must be an incredibly difficult situation for priests. Like, I certainly wouldn't fancy telling some of these families, you're not having your funeral in this church.
No, and look, we've precedent on this island. You know, in the 1970s, for example, the Catholic Church in the north had a long standoff with the Provisional IRA around paramilitary trappings at funerals. Now, the church ultimately won in that one, but it, you know, not without a number of standoffs, including in Derry in the 1970s when the coffins of IRA members were left outside the cathedral for a considerable amount of time because the bishop at the time, Bishop Edward Dealey, wouldn't allow them into the cathedral for the mass with paramilitary paraphernalia on the coffins. Now, that was a time when the church commanded more respect to ultimately senior people in leadership within the Republican movement felt that it was not a good look to be taking on the Catholic Church on this. But again, you know, when you come in a situation where priests, bishops don't command the kind of respect that they did in the past, the people you're dealing with are perhaps not coming from the traditional Catholic background that people would have been in the past with the same sense of, you know, respect for what goes on in the church. I mean, if you're coming from a traditional Catholic background, the very idea of using bad language in the church, you know, you'd know from the get-go that that's just not appropriate, that it's just not something you do. And the fact that priests regularly have to deal with that now in eulogies, I think that just says a lot about where people are coming from. And I think in some ways, this is a bigger question for the church and society as well, because very often people are having Catholic funerals as a kind of default thing. I mean, they're people who haven't been in the Catholic Church perhaps since they made their confirmation. And I think maybe people need to reflect a bit more widely on what happens after they die and, you know, what might be a more...
So wider discussion, bigger conversation, Michael. It's as I mentioned, it's Father Bill O'Shaughnessy in Talla who has made these comments after incidents that have happened. Interesting text from Jerry in Sligo. He says, I think that the florists should actually refuse to make these type of floral wreaths that you're talking about in the first place. Christy is with us on the line. Christy, you're a retired Garda Sergeant in Donegal. It's a difficult position for everybody involved here, Christy.
Well, it's a very difficult position for everybody involved. From a policing point of view, I would know that in relation to Republican funerals like that, that we've had, that we're there to manage the flow of traffic, but also there in relation to gathering intelligence and preventing tempers from fleeing. And one of the biggest problems for the church, and I know it was a Dermot Martin, and it was in 2019, he says that displays would no longer be facilitated, and it reflected a harder line by the Catholic Church in relation to gangland funerals and what could be given by way of eulogy or you know, the trappings of criminality in the churches at the time. And it's a very difficult, you see, what the difficulty for the Gardaí is the drop in the Garda numbers in these areas where the gangland killings occur. So there's a lot of resources brought from other parts like the armed response units, etc., that have to go into those areas. And policing is very, very difficult, especially in relation to, say, those gangland funerals. And the difficulty for the Gardaí are the not only the resource issue, but also trying to maintain a low presence in something that could be very volatile, you know, and at the same time trying to do the job like the free flow of traffic and all of that that goes in hand with these type of funerals. The church is in a very invidious situation like the Gardaí, and unless it can be, you know, enforced to say to the families of those involved who are bereaved, to say, look, these trappings are not on, these eulogies are not on, this is what we are going to do, these are the protocols that are now in place, and we will move from there on, nothing else will happen. Then, only then will we see maybe a change in what's happening in relation to these gangland feuds and funerals.
Yeah. Michael Kelly, I assume, though, a priest can turn round to somebody today and say, I'm sorry, you're not coming in carrying a coffin or walking up the aisle to bring up gifts wearing a balaclava. Like, surely there's no issue with saying that.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the nightmare situation is you create a kind of confrontation at a funeral, and I mean, no priest wants to be responsible for creating a scene at a funeral, that's the memory of the bereaved family at the funeral. Of course, the fact is that the person wearing the balaclava is the person making the scene, but it's a very, very difficult place at that moment in time when, you know, emotions are obviously running very, very high, you know, particularly if the person being buried is someone who has been killed in some kind of gangland attack. It's a very, very difficult situation for a priest to confront the person there and then. You would obviously hope that the priest would be in a situation where he could impress upon the family, you know, the importance of it being a sacred occasion, the importance of it being a religious occasion, and, you know, therefore what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate. But again, you are dealing with a sense where overall we've had a loss of that kind of sense of the sacred, and that permeates through everything. I think, you know, quite often people are not that aware of what's appropriate or what's inappropriate within a church setting.
It's Tom has got in touch. He says, I don't understand why any florist should have to refuse the business. The florist could be of a different religion or no religion at all. So why on earth would they refuse legitimate business? This texter says, I think it's amazing the priests would allow balaclavas and such displays, but when some won't allow the tricolour of former soldiers over their coffins and they pass, even when the army is there to actually carry the coffin. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. These are the comments from Father Bill O'Shaughnessy talking about his plans he's promising to ban the glorification of criminality during funeral ceremonies that take place in his church in Talla.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.